540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. We could be very close to a debt deal now in Washington, with about a week to go before a critical default deadline. CBS's Skylar Henry has more on a few sticking points.
Democrats say they won't agree to deep cuts to federal programs. Republicans want a smaller budget. CBS News has learned the White House proposal includes extending the debt limit for 2 years, rescinding unspent COVID funds, and a two-year cap on spending.
But that would not include the military, since funds for defense and veterans are set to increase next year. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is denying misconduct allegations and slamming a recommendation to have him impeached. KEYE-TV's Michael Atkinson has the latest.
The governor has remained silent on the new probe into Paxton, which came to a head after a stunning public hearing on Wednesday. Alleging Paxton had committed crimes ranging from abuse of office to alleged falsehoods Paxton had made to officials. Notably, just the day before, the committee sent a letter to Paxton's office expressly telling him not to destroy records.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for seditious conspiracy for leading the attacks at the U.S. Capitol on January 6. His attorneys have vowed to appeal it, but so far it's the longest prison sentence of any January 6 defendant. Another Oath Keeper convicted of the same charges was sentenced to 12 years earlier today in Florida. Elon Musk's brain implant company Neuralink just got approval from the FDA to start testing chips in humans. CBS's Christopher Cruz explains.
Musk has said several times since 2019 that the company was close to getting FDA approval for human trials. But early last year, the agency rejected the company's application for such a study. Since then, Neuralink has worked to address the agency's concerns about the safety of its experimental implant, work that appears to have paid off.
The Atlantic hurricane season's just a week away, and it may not be too bad this year. NOAA Administrator Rick Spinrad tells us why.
NOAA is predicting a near-normal 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. Specifically, there is a 40% chance of a near-normal season, a 30% chance of an above-normal season, and a 30% chance of a below-normal season.
Hurricane season officially starts June 1st. A school district in Texas is rescheduling graduation since only 5 seniors are eligible to graduate. Salvador Guerrero is a senior at Marlin High.
I just feel it's like a result of mismanagement, ignorance and negligence on their part.
He says students didn't find out till just a few days ago. The ceremonies moved to June. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boom boom. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
What state are you jealous of? 844-967-2789. And I mean that genuinely. If you live in Wisconsin right now, or I guess this could be if you live in any state, but sure. As far as the grass is greener, and you look over at a neighboring state or maybe a state further away and you're like, oh, they seem to be doing it right.
Why can't we be more like that?
Why can't we be more like that? And, you know, Wisconsin's a proud place. Wisconsin loves Wisconsin. We're very proud to live here. I think we're very quick to defend how great it is. We're very quick to be very proud when we get, and you know, one of our cities is on the top cities to live or whatever. We tap any kind of list. We probably kind of feel like an underdog sometimes, but Wisconsin loves Wisconsin. That is the number one thing I have recognized and probably exploited in some ways in my own career since moving back. But, you know, we also get very frustrated. And so, you know, we have these fun rivalries with our neighbors. We have names for the people who live below us in Illinois. We love to point out that the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl. I don't feel we fight with Michigan over who's really the mitten state. Clearly us. We actually look like a hand.
Obviously,
they do not.
They should just give it back.
And you know, whatever's going on over in Iowa. But it's hard to deny when you are someone who champions policies that will help a lot of people and address some structural issues that are very popular, to look to your neighbor to the west and want to still poke fun at them, but also be like, well, you're doing something right. God dang it.
Wish it could be us. I wish we were more like you.
Of course, I am talking about Minnesota. And I will admit right now, as of yesterday, watching the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, sign their $72 billion two-year budget that arguably could make a generational impact on the changes that they've decided to make and the things that they're investing in. And then I look at the chaos that is happening in our budget process and not go, the other side of the Mississippi doesn't look so bad right now.
I know.
And I hate admitting that, but you know, you got to give credit where credit is due, that in a singular legislative session, from my point of view, there's plenty of people who would disagree with me. What they have managed to get done in Minnesota is basically like the upside down world of what they've done in Florida this year.
Absolutely.
And the number one thing there's a lot. Because I think arguably, because they just legalized marijuana.
Yes.
And that is huge. That is huge. But there is a ton of stuff that they've done. So basically, the wide-reaching measures of their budget include free school meals for kids, for K through 12 kids.
Those lazy
free
kids.
Tuition. Yeah.
Lazy.
Just handouts.
Six-year-olds just hanging around.
Free tuition at public colleges for students whose families earn less than $80,000 a year. A paid family and medical leave program, which we talked about last week. Health insurance, regardless of immigration status. Gun violence prevention, abortion protections, voting rights expansions. And as we said, legalizing marijuana. I don't even know if that's everything. But that is a lot just by itself.
No kidding. And I am not certain about this, and maybe you know. Do they have do the Democrats hold a huge majority in Minnesota?
No. No.
It's pretty, the Senate it's pretty has tight.
It's one seat in the Senate. So the Democrats took back control of state government, so the House, the Senate, and the governor's office for the first time in a decade after November's elections. And with one seat majority in the Senate, this is what they've been able to do. And now, as you might imagine, Minnesota is certainly less razor thin than Wisconsin. But there is certainly a lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives. It is still maybe a darker purple, like a blue or purple, but it's still purple. I mean, obviously, they haven't had all three chambers of the House in a decade. And so, you know, similar, I think, to how much Michigan's gotten done, because Michigan is in the same situation where they fixed their gerrymandering problem. They got fair maps in this last
cycle,
this last redistricting cycle. And all three of their chambers are also Democrats now, and they've gotten a lot of their wish list done. And conservatives, both in Minnesota and Michigan, obviously not happy, obviously warning about what this will mean for tax burdens and, you know, if these programs will actually work. But I guess the only silver lining for how chaotic Wisconsin is right now is as more and more of our neighbors to the right of us, to the left of us, below us. Canada's a whole different story, so we won't talk about them. But to see how these programs work and how they're implementing these things and how what it brings to the state, what it brings to economic viability, what it brings to population and people moving there. And at least it gives us something to be able to point to, because I always come back to talking about Wisconsin and comparing it to Texas and Florida is apples and oranges. Talking about how we're comparing to our other regional states that have similar industries, that have similar climates, that have similar, boomerang type migration as far as people being from here and moving back. Like, it's just a lot easier to compare that than just saying, well, we should have no income tax because look at what it's doing for Florida.
Yeah.
And so my question to you, are you jealous of Minnesota right now? And if not, is there any state that you kind of eye that if you didn't love Wisconsin, but also if you didn't have family here and your job wasn't here, but you know, you kind of look at it, you're like, well, I could see myself living there just based on whatever, Could be the weather, could be how they run their state. Is there a state that you are eyeing and or jealous of? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because certainly for me today, I have to admit, I'm a little jealous of Minnesota.
That's okay, Kristen. You can admit it, so that's always an important step.
That is an important step. What about you? Is there a state that you look at sometimes and you're like,
yes,
where?
I've been feeling this the last couple. It's Michigan.
Really?
Yeah. I have a friend whose parents have a cottage on the other side of the lake.
So they get the sunsets.
So they get the sunsets. And the weather travels across the lake. So either last year or the year before when I was there, I watched this storm come across Lake Michigan for 3.5 hours. It was like sitting in surround sound. It was the coolest thing. It was the coolest thing. And Ann Arbor is a beautiful town. There's some lovely communities in Michigan. So I have Michigan envy.
Okay.
I admit it.
Okay.
I own it.
You admit it. I'm trying to think. I feel like I've had Colorado envy in the past. As far as it being a place where, you know, they kind of have everything. Although now Denver's getting to a point where it's like, it's so expensive. But Colorado seems to have a lot of good things going on. Massachusetts, it's actually on a lot of different scales is like the best state to live in as a woman when it comes to like paid leave and health outcomes and pay parity and all of these different economic outcomes for women. I remember reading about this once as far as like Massachusetts, good place for the ladies. And so certainly there's other places that I am jealous of just because, you know, there's parts of me that sometimes misses New York, but when it comes to policy and how they treat their people and the things that they're prioritizing, and also that if the way that you vote as a electorate reflects the values of a place, like so many of these policies come back to the objections to them is, I don't want to pay for something that doesn't benefit me. And there's just so much individualism that for me, I just don't recognize as far as why wouldn't we do what we can to take care of each other?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Is there a state of which you are jealous? Scott from Chicago. Hey, Scott, joining us. What do you think, Scott?
Good morning. I feel like
Good morning.
Part of it comes from where you're moving or where you currently live, because I'm actually looking at moving to Milwaukee this summer from Chicago, because even though like my politics agree more with Illinois, it's just too expensive to live here anymore.
Yeah, totally.
So it's like,
well, we would welcome you. We would welcome you, Scott.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. So it's like, well, I think there are definitely things that need to be changed with Wisconsin. It's like where I'm coming from. It's like, I think the long-term politics, given how much has been shifting recently, I don't think it's going to be this way long term, and it's not really feasible to be bouncing around, like, because since I'm looking at moving, it's like I'm not going to be bouncing around whenever the state's politics change.
Yep. Scott, we're coming up against a break, but we're excited to have you, and I totally understand as far as the cost of living is a serious consideration. So, all right, we got to take a break, but this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll keep it rolling after the break. 844-967-2789.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs? Yes.
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Clear skies overnight with lows around 39. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. High of 69 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Clear skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 44. Clear skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 71. 75 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43
from
degrees.
From 5 points and beyond. From Southeast Wisconsin and to the world. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are talking about what state we are currently jealous of or think about moving to for whatever reason. But I have to swallow some humble pie today as far as looking at the budget that Governor Tim Walz over in Minnesota signed and the legislature was able to get done for them and all of the different pieces of that, and I do take issue with the fact that I think it was PBS and the article they wrote about it. The headline was Minnesota governor signs one Minnesota budget in celebratory moment for Democrats, capital D. But it's kind of frustrating because I look at the different aspects of that budget and I'm like, this is a good thing for the people,
right? Everyone in this state.
Like, so many of these things are going to benefit people. Like, when it comes to paid leave, paid family and sick leave, like, it's not just Democrats who get sick or whose parents get sick or who have babies. You know, it's like there's so many of these things that you just don't know you don't know how it's going to affect you, and it doesn't pick who it affects by party.
But don't you think that that's the perception? Only Democrats take advantage of these programs.
Oh, totally. Because I made my cardinal sin mistake this morning. I don't have hard and fast rules, but I try to stick to certain rules when I'm engaging on social media. And so last night I made a video, similar topic, talking specifically about paid leave, because, you know, while they're passing it in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, we're cutting off people's microphones in the state legislature for even bringing it up as potentially, as a subject to study, not to pass, but just to study. But we'll get to that in a minute. So I made a video about that last night. I tweeted it out. And then some anonymous account with a fake picture and not a real name retweeted it and said, expecting someone else to pay for your choices is wrong. And then I had a back and forth with them, even though my rule is don't engage with people
don't feed the trolls,
who are anonymous.
Right.
Even if they have followers, like, it's just like, it's a losing battle because they're there and they can say whatever they want with no ramifications because they are an anonymous account. And I just don't understand that mindset and also to not understand to see the bigger picture of how this all works together. And whether we're talking about childcare, whether we're talking about paid leave, whether we're like all of these different things, as far as when it comes to the workforce and actually having a support system. And, you know, I looked back on the things that he, cause this is his mantra or her mantra. I don't know. Again, anonymous. They posted something that said, "We are not all equal. I worked very hard my entire life to get what I have. Most of people I know have too. I deserve where I am in life. I will not give up what I have earned so that someone who has not can feel equal, nor will I assume their debt. I've had to pay my debt. I insist everyone else be held to the same standard." So this is like, obviously this, they have this image saved on their phone to be able to share and tweet at will. And it's like, that is the assumption, right? The assumption is anyone who needs these programs clearly hasn't worked as hard as I have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I just so often want to ask people, do you not know poor people? Or do you just not talk about it? Because that's still that old mantra as far as you don't talk about sex, religion, politics, and money. So you don't actually understand people when they're like what people go through when they're struggling.
But it's their fault if they're poor.
Anyways, so meanwhile, while Michigan seemed to be getting their act together and Minnesota is getting their act together in Wisconsin.
Here we are.
Here we are. This week, the Joint Finance Committee, the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee blocked the discussion of even trying to study the outcomes of paid leave, not even included in the budget, but to study it. And they pulled a Tennessee legislature, basically. So Representative Evan Goyke, who we're going to try to get on the show next week, I think, because this is a chef's kiss, righteous anger moment that he had and well-deserved. So he's talking about it. And these MFers cut his mic. So let's roll it.
Record to show that the Republican nominee for governor this past fall supported publicly paid family leave.
Representative McGuire.
It's not an encouragement to not work. You don't get it if you don't work. You don't get paid time off if you're unemployed. Time off from what?
Representative.
I'm responding to my colleague. And Mr. Chair, you have cut me off. You can turn off my microphone all you want. You can silence the debate and have procedural motions. You guys have buried your head in the sand on this issue. You lost in November. You got trounced in April. The more you silence us, the more you turn off my microphone, the more elections you're going to lose.
Baby.
Mic drop.
Bazinga.
I do love. It was great. He was so angry, truly. And he's right. And you couldn't really tell because you can't. In the video, you can tell that where they cut his mic. And they cut his mic when he brought up the fact that Tim Michaels supports paid leave. All of the anti-abortion groups support paid leave. And so this is not just a partisan position.
But they don't want to hear those things, Kristen. It goes against their narrative.
Well, and that's just the thing that's like, if you can't have a superior argument, just make sure they can't hear the other guy, and then you'll win. And then you win the debate. That's clearly how this works.
We just need photos, a new photo of the GOP caucus in Wisconsin with their fingers in their ears going la, la, la.
All right. Well, when we come back from the break, the good, the bad, and the righteous of Wisconsin headlines this week. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A debt deal could be in sight with new suggestions from the White House to raise the debt limit by about 2 years and cap most federal spending. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Both sides assuring the public that they are making progress, that these meetings are productive, but the bottom line is that they have yet to produce a deal.
A Republican-led Texas House committee has recommended to impeach State Attorney General Ken Paxton over misconduct claims, including bribery and fraud. State Democrat Gene Wu.
Someone who is openly committing bribery and other types of public corruption and are still in office and are still, to this very day, still doing those exact same things.
Parents are slamming a school district in Texas for canceling graduation.
We're going to have a whole bunch of lazy, bad kids. This is a catastrophic failure of leadership and accountability.
Only five seniors were eligible to get their diplomas. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And I feel like we did this last summer and we never caught on, but I think we're going to bring back the good, the bad, and the blank of Wisconsin headlines to run through important stories and just categorize them as far as what rating we give some of these stories. So thus the Clint Eastwood theme music. But let's start with the good
All right.
Far as things I saw in the last couple days that, you know, seem like good things. The first good thing is a jury trial in Wisconsin for the fake electors case is scheduled. It's happening.
Wow.
And it's scheduled to happen shortly before the 2024 presidential election.
Wow.
Yep. So a jury trial in the lawsuit against Wisconsin Republicans who posed as electors in 2020 could take place shortly before the 2024 presidential election. And so, you know, for a while, it felt like there was nothing was going to happen with this
for a long
time. And now it's looking like it kind of got resurrected. And now it seems like there may be a chance to have some accountability for this. And it's an interesting timing to have that happen. As of right now, it would be September 3rd, 2024.
Great.
So after the RNC. Moving on. So I think that is a good thing. This next thing is wild to me that it's not already law, but I guess when it comes to I kind of forget that, like, with private schools that don't get federal funding, they are not protected by or beholden to some of the laws that schools that receive federal funding require or provide. So there is a bipartisan bill, yay bipartisanship, in Wisconsin that would extend sexual harassment protections to private school students. Because as of right now, in Wisconsin, the only, like, Title IX extends into K through 12. Like, so every public school that gets federal funding, Title IX covers them. That does not exist for private schools.
That's mind-blowing.
Isn't that mind-blowing? Especially if we talk about, I mean, and literally as of this week, and this doesn't even make, like, headlines anymore as far as the unbelievable, like, Illinois Catholic Church, another 1,900 minors that were abused over the last five decades in the Catholic Church. And, like, it was a blip. That's bad news. But just using that as, like, when all of this started breaking 20 years ago.
Yes.
How was there not a little bit more action as far as, like, how are our private school kids doing? And so there was a bill introduced this week that would basically extend protections to private school kids when it comes to sexual assault and harassment. So that's a good thing.
I would think that that would be something that parents would support.
Yeah.
Right?
I would think so. I think everyone should support that. This is something that feels like a no-brainer. And is wild that it's taken this long.
Right? Well, good.
Well, good.
That's good.
See, this is what we're saying.
This is good.
This is a good thing. How often do you, how good are you at screening your calls on your cell phone?
Oh,
that says, like, scam likely. Do you pick up phone numbers you don't recognize?
Never.
I don't really either anymore.
No.
I also have a trick for this because I still have a 310 number, which 310 is the, like, west side of LA. So it still pops up as I, like, Santa Monica, Beverly Hills. So in most of those robo dials and, like, robo calls and stuff, the technology will auto dial. And so it will show up like it's calling from the area code your phone number is.
Sure. Cause
at some point there was proof that, like, if it's in your area code, you're more likely to pick up or whatever. And it's probably being debunked now. So whenever I see a 310 number, I don't understand. I don't know. I know it's going to be a scam call. But as of this week, Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against telecom provider over scam robocalls.
Excellent. Gosh, so, we're doing things. Man.
So yeah, it alleges that Avid transmitted over 7.8 billion calls to people that were on the do not call registry, including about 157 million calls to Wisconsin numbers.
And you know what's really, what really distresses me about this is that obviously these scams are still working. If they weren't still managing to get money out of people, they wouldn't be doing this. And it's not like there haven't been warnings about this for a really, 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 really long time.
Well, I mean, you haven't extended your car warranty yet?
No, I haven't.
No, me either. I actually did almost fall for that one, though, because it's when I had first moved back to Wisconsin. I had started my lease in California. So I was concerned, like I got some message about my extended warranty and my lease and stuff. And I have often, most of my adult life, when I was living in San Francisco, New York, did not have a car.
Sure.
Because those are places where you didn't need one. And so like, I was very susceptible to falling for like car scams. I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to have. Like, what is an extended warranty? Like,
right.
And so then I think Mike pretty quickly was like, don't call them back,
don't,
please.
Don't
just
do that,
don't answer
honey.
Those calls anymore. Some very good news for Wauwatosa. Wauwatosa approves a 12% pay hike for teachers. So hats off to the Wauwatosa School Board.
Yes.
For getting that done. And obviously there, this is the reason behind this is trying to keep staff from leaving and be competitive as far as when it comes to paying teachers. And so Wauwatosa teachers will see a 12% salary hike next school year under a plan approved by the Wauwatosa School Board on Monday. And to add a little bit on top of that, if you are in the Southeast Wisconsin area and would like to stop in at the Third Street Market Hall, the owner or one of the owners of the Third Street Market Hall decided to launch a little bit of a program. So Omar Sheikh, he said, showing our gratitude for teachers will be starting June 4th. Every Sunday and Monday, any teacher with a credential will get a Third Street Market Hall $10 gift card and a complimentary drink of their choice. Offer is available to the first 100 teachers who show, retweet to spread the word. So if you are in Southeastern Wisconsin and are a teacher, stop in on a Sunday or a Monday and get a little treat at the Third Street Market
Very
Hall.
Nice.
But congratulations to Wauwatosa. Hopefully this sets a trend and a precedent. All right, moving on to the bad. This is bad. This is just terrible. Master Lock is closing.
Yeah. In Milwaukee.
So 330 jobs to be outsourced at Master Lock as they are closing their Milwaukee plant. And, you know, the statement from the UAW Region 4, which represents the unions in Wisconsin, including the local union at Master Lock, posted on their Facebook page last night and said, we are disgusted yet again as another profitable corporation has decided to close the doors of a manufacturing icon in corporate America's never-ending quest for profit without any regard for the people amassing their wealth. The company informed workers today that their jobs would be outsourced beginning this fall, 102 years after the company was founded in Milwaukee. The latest example is brought to you by Master Lock and parent company Fortune Brands, whose outdoors and securities business segment alone had over $2 billion in sales last year.
So obviously they're struggling.
Struggle bus.
I know.
CEO Nicholas Fink enjoys an annual compensation of $10 million, though his greed won't tolerate a $20 per hour UAW members in Milwaukee.
He's been waiting for that yacht for a really long time, Kristen.
I know. I mean, he's trying to upgrade to the super yacht.
Exactly.
What was it called? What was Bezos? Kuro?
Ego.
Yeah, whatever. The one with the Lauren Sanchez mermaid on the front.
Yeah.
The average Master Lock employee would have to work 240 years to match Fink's earnings. Master Lock's facility on 32nd and Center in the industrial heart of Milwaukee is one of the last manufacturing facilities in this storied blue-collar city. Please keep an eye on this place to see what you can do to support our siblings at UAW Local 469 and show wealthy corporations we're sick and tired of this absurd economy-killing, greedy BS.
That's such a shame. It really
That's
is a shame.
A shame.
Yes.
And, you know, as we're still trying to even just get more jobs to Milwaukee, to lose 330 is really disappointing. That's actually shockingly all I have for bad right now. Is there anything bad that you feel like I'm missing? I have some other words for one more story that's unhinged, so I'm saving that one. But is there another bad Wisconsin headline that we should categorize?
Not that pops into my head instantaneously.
Okay. Okay. Well, then I'm going to move on. So instead of the ugly, I got two other categories for news to round up. One is the justified.
All right.
And the other is the unhinged. So we'll start with the justified. I'm just going to say it. This broke yesterday. There's two Green Bay area lawmakers who are pushing for $2 million in the state budget to help pay for the cost of the Packers hosting the NFL draft in 2025. And I'm just going to say, if we can spend $2 million on the stupid Michael Gableman case that we got absolutely nothing out of, we can pay $2 million to help host something that could bring $94 million to the state. I don't care if it's Republicans that are asking for this. I think this is well worth the investment, considering the other stupid crap that we had to pay for with Gableman. End of rant.
Okay, well, using your justification, I can agree with that.
Right?
Yes.
Like, if we're just gonna be like, well, we got nothing out of that except embarrassed when it came to the Michael Gableman $2 million investigation. So $2 million to host the draft? Because I have to imagine for the RNC, there's going to be the amount of the cost and everything. Like, that doesn't seem crazy.
Like a crazy, insane amount of money? The overall thing, I think, is going to be like $7.5 to $8 million. But they're asking the state to cover two.
Yes, which I think is justified. It's going to help the whole state because there's no way that Green Bay
is going to host all those.
Host 240,000 to 320,000 people.
Right.
So like everything across from catering to restaurants to like the entire economy is going to see a boon that weekend. So I say justified. And finally, the unhinged.
Oh, I'm waiting for this.
So Representative Michael Schraw, who I have to say I had not known a lot about prior to his tantrum this week. So he is an Oshkosh area state legislature, slate tour, and he took to Twitter to lash out against the critics of the current GOP shared revenue plan. And here's some of the things he said on Twitter. Do I have enough time?
We got a minute.
We got 1 minute. These are actual tweets. Just realize that you are another blowhard lib who probably is still living in mommy's basement. And it's about quality, not quantity, sir. My guess is that you are too unqualified to even run for local dog catcher. That's number one. Then he said, rich, coming from a clown who is probably triple vaxxed and quadruple boosted, not to mention most likely still wearing a face diaper. Three. Come on up from your mom's dark, dank basement, bud, before your histrionic personality disorder becomes too unmanageable. By your responses, my guess is you probably have a combination of all top 10 personality disorders with zero knowledge of the legislative process. That is unhinged. When we come back, three headlines and a lie.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through,
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 38 overnight under clear skies, northeasterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 69. Lows level off around 44 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Clear skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 71. 75 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media app. Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is The Shaw.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Madnair. And now we're going to play Three Headlines and a Lie, where we go through some of the weirder headlines from the last week. And three of them are real. One is a lie. And we see if Jane can pick out which one
it's tough.
Is not true.
Yeah, sometimes
it is tough. All right. Number one, sea urchins could be the key to curing lactose intolerance.
Sea urchin.
So the little orange, well, at least I know what they look like. I kind of know what they look like when they're in still alive. I definitely know what they look like when they are in sushi.
All right. You have a different relationship with sea urchins than I do, but I also recognize, yes. Could recognize a sea urchin. Okay. That's the first one.
So they could be the key to curing lactose intolerance.
All right.
Number two, millionaires elaborate jail escape plan foiled. Florida sheriff says. Millionaire's elaborate jail escape plan foiled, Florida sheriff says.
Okay.
Number three, American Idol winner Just Sam returns to singing on New York City subway for donations.
Oh, I could see that happening.
Yeah. And finally, Kentucky man accused of shooting roommate for eating last Hot Pocket.
I know that's true. Oh. I saw it yesterday. Yeah. He shot his roommate in the butt because he ate the last Hot Pocket.
With a BB gun or with an actual gun?
No, it was a gun.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we will get back to that one. So we know that one's real. I'm going to read all four again, all right. And you tell me which one you think is
a lie.
Not real.
Okay.
Number one, sea urchins could be the key to curing lactose intolerance. Number two, millionaire's elaborate jail escape plan foiled, Florida sheriff says. Number three, American Idol winner Just Sam returns to singing on New York City subway for donations. And number four, Kentucky man accused of shooting roommate for eating last Hot Pocket.
All right. I think the lie is related to the sea urchins curing lactose intolerance.
You are correct. Oh, ding, 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 ding.
Yay.
You got it right. All so right. Yeah, that one is fake. Very random. I'm very random, but separately, millionaire's elaborate jail escape foiled, Florida sheriff says. So authorities say they've foiled, I like that word, an elderly businessman's plan to escape a Florida jail and return to France, where he had previously fled in an attempt to avoid child pornography charges.
Oh, naughty.
A tip from outside the jail sparked a 2-month investigation of John Manchek, 78, and people he had enlisted to his escape plan. Indian River River County Sheriff Eric Flowers said Monday during a news conference.
Yeah, and isn't that something, if you got enough money, what you can set up from behind bars because you can buy people off?
Yeah. Then this one actually sounds like it's going to be kind of sad. Just Sam, a singer who won American Idol in 2020, has apparently returned to busking for money in the New York City subway. The 24-year-old from Harlem, whose full name is Samantha Diaz, has shared multiple videos on Instagram of herself singing on a subway train and platforms with a donations box. During her time on American Idol, the singer opened up about growing up in the projects and busking on trains. And I don't know. I don't know if it says that she is doing this kind of just because she can, or if she likes still singing on the subway, or if she's actually having financial trouble. But
well, when you win American Idol, I mean, don't they set you up with a handler of some, you know? I mean, you can't just send these kids out.
Well, I think you get a record deal.
Well, you get a deal, and you must have a manager, and certainly people have been ripped off by their managers. That wouldn't be the first time that's ever happened, but that's really sad.
Well, and this is kind of the whole story. It's USA Today, and it says that she's singing, but then it talks about her winning.
And doesn't say why.
Doesn't say it just talks about, I think it's just basically, you know, an SEO thing where they're like, oh, like she's posting on social media that she's singing again, so we'll write a story about it. But there's like no further, like, is there money issues?
Well, and she wouldn't be the first American Idol that didn't cut through after they won.
Yeah.
There have been maybe, what, sure, five of them that have really, really, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Clay Aiken to some extent. Anybody else that jumps out to mind that really, really took off? Jennifer.
And Lambert. Adam Lambert. He's still doing stuff.
That's true.
But you think about all the different America's Got Talent, The Voice, American Idol, all the different talent shows that you can win or like be very high up and you get a lot of exposure. And for how many seasons all those shows have had, I would say off the top of my head, there's very few I can name. Jennifer Hudson's still doing pretty well. I just saw her. She's in some like credit card commercial these days, probably getting paid.
She's incredible. But what, that's like five.
I know.
You know, over two decades at least.
Yeah. I'm sure if we thought harder that we could think of more than five, but like.
Well, let us know if we're missing any. You can text us at 844-967-2789. Which American Idols actually went on to do big things?
And then finally, Kentucky man accused of shooting roommate for eating last Hot Pocket. Clifton Williams, 64, was charged with assault and pleaded not guilty in the Louisville case. His roommate did survive, but he shot him for the last Hot Pocket. You know, this is why you write your name on your food when you live with someone.
Well, he probably did.
And that's why he knew. That's why he deserved what he got.
Well, he told him.
God.
And he warned him, you touch my Hot Pocket, there's going to be hell to pay.
I will shoot you. Yeah, and he tested the waters.
Good things we
have. And he found out.
Good thing we have guns to solve those kinds of issues.
All right. Well, when we come back from the top of the hour news, it's another edition of Public Cervix Announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly, but it's a special edition because the first half hour, we're going to do women's health, ask questions about breast milk in mice and that research. We're going to there's no cocaine in them this time. Poisonous sunscreen, boric acid. But then also at 12:30, she's going to stick around because there was an article. There are rumblings.
Yes.
There are rumors.
Yes.
There is potential that Dr. Kristen Lyerly may be challenging Mike Gallagher in 2024. And she has told us that she was willing and ready to have an authentic conversation about those rumors. So that'll be at 12:30. But if you have any questions about women's health prior to that, we will get to them after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.